You're listening to the Everything Swallow podcast with Sean and Shayna Swallow.
This is our intro song that Shayna didn't know we were making.
Oh, it's, yeah. It's always good to make it that way.
It's good. Here we go. That's my favorite part.
I was listening. Sounds like Shayna.
That's right, it's the swallow.
So this was all I remember the great, but there's something in there. It's the salute.
Because the swallows are here. Make yourself comfortable.
So much of this one particular establishment that I got a free seat. $2,000 worth.
The swallows are here.
I was disturbed and elated at the same time, I have to say. I get something free and
I don't want a record.
It's kind of a reality.
Yeah, I don't want to keep a record of
really
everything.
Hello.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this very special President's Day podcast.
All right.
With the Sean and Shayna clan and their friend Paula.
Yes.
Paula is here with us today to talk about all kinds of things. In the description, I put, you're a longtime friend in the studio, and you're a person who introduced Shayna and I over 20 years ago. And on Facebook, I put that you're here to talk about dogs, health, food, training
stuff,
and
knowledgeable
other things.
Stuff.
I put it way more poetic in my Facebook post, but I can't remember what it was. Yeah, well,
I appreciate
it. I'm better in the written word.
We all have our talents, and where our greatness lies.
I'm gone. I keep coming in and out.
Yeah, well, don't tap microphones.
No, don't come in and out.
I'm
stay
just
with
telling
us.
You what's happening.
Oh, it's you. Okay.
Okay, we'll just see if it keeps happening. I think it's over there because when you turn your chair. That's when it happened.
Is still you back?
Yeah.
Hello.
Okay. Yeah.
Technical difficulties. It's
you'll
time
know.
For a joke.
Perfect.
Yeah. See, I'm gone. Can you hear me?
I can't.
Yeah, I'm gone. I'm telling you, it's over there. It's over there.
I was crackling.
Somewhere in your corner.
Ooh, I'm gone. I'm back, baby.
Hello?
Hello.
I think it's your chair because you hooked in your headphones over there. And so I think every time you turn your chair, it grabs your headphones right there.
We got a bad cord.
Yeah, I hear you again.
Man, you sound
Although
good
I
now.
Don't hear
Ooh, that's right.
Now.
Wow.
You don't hear yourself now?
I'm not hearing myself.
Awesome. Because you pulled that thing up on top. Yeah.
This
that's usually.
I was crackling, still not hearing myself.
All right. Well,
yeah,
you know what?
I crackle.
All right.
Oh,
well.
Danger, Will Robinson. That's right. Not good.
This is why we do these live, because it's important.
Nuts. At least we reacted very quickly, you have to say.
It's good. I have a soak it up pad back there. You need a towel, babe?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. We'll
is that going to help or hurt our situation?
Well,
it'll
situation
fix it.
It's going to be great.
I still hear you.
A little vodka makes everything better.
I don't think
better.
I hear you now either.
Well...
Nope,
more
I am not hearing you either.
More
just Shayna. Ooh.
Okay, so the deal is this. If you can hear one person, you can hear all persons because we're all going through the same thing. So you should be able to hear me just fine.
I hear you now.
Perfect. You
can
should be
you
able to hear
you?
Me.
I hear you. I still do not hear myself.
Well, we'll do this. We're going to do that, and that will fix everything, I think.
Okay.
Say hi, Paula.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. Oh,
thank
I hear
you.
Myself now yeah. again, I believe. Yes.
You're
yeah.
working just fine. Everybody's good to go.
It was scary for a minute.
We've run out of music.
Womp, womp.
It wasn't scary.
That's just how it goes.
The Swallow podcast.
There we go.
Just start over.
We did Sex Talk Saturday, and so we had a way bigger table, and there was like me and three other girls and Sean, and freaking straight over the edge of the table, his whole drink.
Oh,
there's power cords down there. Everything was great. It was like
that was a very sad minute
right,
on
funny.
So many levels. That
yeah.
was a sad minute,
but it was okay. We recovered
and,
well,
and we reset and set up a whole new table and everything right before you got here.
Yeah.
So
it's amazing how quickly you can recover into action.
Absolutely.
I didn't actually do a sound check.
That's
so.
What Sean is good at.
We're sound
days. We're good now, man. Everything's golden.
Good,
just
good,
the way
good.
It should be. Everyone is rock and roll.
Right.
Okay, Paula is here. Paula, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Told you this is going to be fun. Started fun right out of the gate.
It absolutely
You were nervous.
Has. I was a little nervous.
I hope that broke the tension.
Oh, absolutely.
Headphones
the
and cocktails.
The minute I saw you broke the tension.
Bing bong. All right, let's do right. a shot or a sip off of our drink, whichever you prefer.
Whichever you prefer.
We'll start
Welcome
with this.
That's right.
Shots, bitches.
Yes.
Cheers, bitches!
Woo-hoo! All right.
Happy President's Day.
Absolutely.
And my day off.
Is the day off.
I hope that everyone is listening has a day off today.
Me too.
I as well.
I saw a meme that said, if Trump's not your president, you have to go to work today.
Wow.
And I thought, that's funny.
Yeah. I'm sure it went over well.
Yeah, they don't like him even more now.
No.
Well, when you make things and you say things, sometimes people get upset.
Sometimes.
Man.
You shoot yourself in the foot. Your own foot. It happens.
I've done it more than once.
Me too.
I have too, but
I'm... There's certain pairs of boots that I seriously like to eat redundantly, I think.
Yeah, and I'm not even... We're not even president.
No.
See? It happens.
Oh, could you imagine a sailor like me being president?
Oh,
be
no.
Fantastic.
No, me either.
Our dogs right. would be fed better, though. I yeah. would make laws.
Absolutely.
I would rein in the FDA.
And animal abuse.
Oh.
I like that the animal abuse is a felony now.
I'm not real excited about what just happened the other day.
With what?
Veto, in Denver.
Oh, the pit bull thing?
Mayor Hancock. Sorry, I'm going to name him.
That's okay.
You say whatever you want.
I'm very upset about that. It's very
too.
Frustrating, and it's very disheartening.
Yeah.
You know, it's not
all
the breed.
Because... Nope, it's not.
It's not the breed.
It's the stupid humans.
I understand, because when they do something, it's going to have a greater negative impact than we'll say
That's
a chihuahua.
That's the problem.
Now, having worked in the industry
chihuahuas
where...
Chihuahuas bite everybody.
Well, my scariest dogs when I'm going to do a nail trim with a groomer is a chihuahua by my jaw that just turns bonkers and all of a sudden it's chewing on your face.
Yep.
That doesn't change whether it's a little dog or a big dog. Teeth are teeth.
Yep.
The communication and the language barrier is what makes it a challenge because they can't look at us and go, I don't like it.
Or I'm uncomfortable.
I'm freaked out.
Yeah.
Whatever. So you have to see other ways. And then, well, with pit bulls specifically, their nature to do what we want and please us as humans, we have greatly used that against them.
Yeah.
Against the breed.
Yeah. Because they are one breed that will please their owner.
Yeah. To
120%.
Well, to death.
As in death.
Yeah.
As in, I will go and fight whatever you want.
Yeah.
I also will take care of your child.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, wasn't that kind of... Wasn't that what they were?
The nanny dog.
The nanny dog.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's what is even more disturbing. And it's like, God, how did they went from the nanny dog to the fighting dog?
As humans, we've done that.
We did it, right. You know, just like...
Random question in Peter Pan, the nanny dog. You know, it's always portrayed as that big fluffy ass gray and white dog, you know, in the cartoon.
Older
could it have been
dog.
A pit bull?
It could have.
Yeah, I'm just
Why
wondering.
Not?
Because those dogs that it's portrayed as in the movies, they're mean ass dogs. Those big ass gray. Morning, Sal. Morning, Frank. Those two, remember the cartoon?
the coyote and the dog? The sheep dog.
The sheep dog. That's what it is, a sheep dog.
That's my favorite thing to greet people in the morning is morning, Sam.
Morning, Sam. Morning, Frank.
And it's like a little test.
Yeah. Right.
Especially on a date.
Yeah.
That's like fun test.
Date, yeah,
if they don't know.
It's fun stuff.
Yeah, okay, you're still dating. There's so many things we could talk to you about.
I was just thinking that you just read my mind. That's
kind of creepy. But today, you know,
we've been knowing each other a long time.
We've been knowing each other a long time.
Since he was like 16.
Yeah, I was 16 when you and I met. And you were married at that time. And at that time, you had a Rottweiler.
Bear.
And that was the first time I'd ever met a Rottweiler, only in the movies when they tore people apart. But gosh, that was a sweet dog. Every Rottweiler I've ever met has also been an amazing dog. I would own a Rottweiler if they were so big, because I don't like big dogs. You know what I mean? I'm about a, I don't know, 22-inch dog.
How big is Maya? How much does she weigh?
Maya weighs 29 pounds.
Yeah, that's probably
And she's, what, about 22 inches tall?
30 like 19 to 20, probably, somewhere
okay,
in there.
Somewhere. I was going to say 30 at the top of her head. And that's a good-sized dog.
Her ears are like
for me.
5 inches, so that makes her about 25, maybe 30 inches
tall. Yeah, just like Fletch. He's 5'9", 6'6", with the afro.
Maya's got fabulous bat ears.
Well... what's great is that the big dogs are a lot of times the most gentle dogs.
Yeah.
And they get this, you know, this bad rap.
The bigger the baby.
Unfortunately, I got to stand with the mayor, man. He in the city of Denver, he's trying to protect his people, and I get where he's coming from. There's a lot of people out there now that are trying to change the stigma of the pit bulls, but there's also a lot of bad people out there still living in the inner cities that are training their dogs, pit bulls, i.e. pit bulls, to be all they're training all their dogs aggressive, but some of them are going to be pit bulls that are can rip a guy's arm off. I love pit bulls.
I appreciate all the Staffordshire Terrier breeds. Is he aware of how many are currently residing in his city illegally?
Right.
If you were to take that into account and take that consideration alone, should prompt one to legalize that so that you can become more aware and have better control of who and what is doing what.
Damn.
And that component, I feel, he left out.
Damn, yeah. Seriously. You win.
And like one lady's argument was, well, it was a limit. You can only have like two dogs.
Well, legally, you're only allowed to have three.
Is that a state law?
In the city of Denver.
Okay.
Oh. Each municipality has different. It varies usually between three and four dogs. But each municipality has limits. And they're also, you're legally required to license your dog in the city of Denver as well. Even if you only,
my understanding is,
if you go to a dog park in Denver, technically they can cite you if you are not licensed in the city of Denver. So like I live in Thornton. If I am in, because Maya and I go to dog parks everywhere. If I'm in Denver and we're at a dog park and we're not licensed, they can give me a citation.
Even if you're just passing through.
Yes.
Wow.
And they can confiscate your dog.
That's so horrible. Yeah, so I don't
again,
know.
This would have changed those dynamics.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because those owners would have been required. But really, the likelihood of those bad pit bull owners getting a license anyway.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
And you know... keeping the dogs out of the city is an unrealistic even idea.
Well, it's not working. And
it's
we all
not
know
working.
Prohibition doesn't did you work see, on any level.
Did you see the governor's tweet?
Yes, I did.
With the pit?
I don't necessarily think that it should have been taken so lightly.
Right.
In my opinion, again, I think it's a very serious subject.
Yeah.
And you need to take it as such. Yeah. And that maybe put a spin on it that was, I understand, I appreciate the lighthearted tone, but again, this is not a lighthearted subject.
No, I feel like it was kind of shitty.
It was Polis saying, hey Webb, you're an idiot.
Well, yeah.
That's how I took it. My personal opinion is that
he's not Webb.
It was. I'm not Webb. God, I've been in this city too damn long. Hancock.
That was funny.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
We don't either live in Denver, so it really doesn't affect
well,
either.
Well, Mayor Pena should have changed it, is what I was saying.
He should have never let it happen. Is what,
Well,
and the one
lady really happened
was like,
out of ignorance.
One of the arguments was that, they won't just get the dogs that they're limited to. They'll have more illegal. They already have dogs that are illegally. You know what I mean? Are illegal?
You'd be shocked at the number.
It doesn't matter.
I think if you were to really seriously try to even attempt to do a study, you would be blown away. Mm-hmm. I worked in Aurora, where they are quote unquote banned, mm-hmm. and I had a shop that was at Mississippi and Havana.
They're banned in Aurora too?
Yes.
Oh.
Denver, Aurora, Lakewood.
Oh my God.
Are the three that I know of.
Yeah.
Where I'm at in Adams County, they're not.
Right.
I thought it was only Denver. Okay.
No. Uh-uh. It's bigger than
that. All right. Okay.
Denver is the most prevalent. But
they got a bad rap.
There's going to be 5.8 million people living in Denver.
Exactly.
Pretty soon. And that's just Denver. You know? And so it's like, What the hell? How many dogs are down there? How many of them aren't licensed at all? How many of them are pit bulls? How many of them aren't? I mean, come on. We went to a freaking a trailer park, and they had a feral pack of really mean and dangerous chihuahuas.
It was a huge pack of feral
well, they
pack
are the first
of
to
chihuahuas.
Go feral. Yeah. It's true. There's actual
the chihuahuas?
Studies.
Is it?
No. Yeah.
You should have just kept going, Paula.
I was totally fine.
I was like, I could
in
see
Russia,
that.
In Russia, they're doing
assholes.
A very in-depth study in
Russia.
They do all the
Russian
studies
chihuahuas.
In Russia.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's the Chihuahua study.
Those Russian Chihuahuas are little asses.
Great progress. We've got a litter of puppies. Yeah, that's happening
small
to
dogs
right now.
Are vicious. Yeah. I agree.
Well, what is it?
I don't know. The Napoleon complex,
I believe.
Yeah.
I don't know that there's anything. You know what I mean? I don't want to beat this. So that was the wrong way to go with this phrase. I don't want to
keep too much
of that.
Bring your thoughts right into it. Just come join the party. Because he'll help, don't you think?
I just don't know that no matter what you do for pit bulls, there's ever going to be a way to... Sorry. There's ever going to be a way to change it.
I used to tell my stepdaughter that in the car all the time. Don't touch that. You're going to break it.
To change that stigma of what people think about pit bulls. So.
Well, okay. If you've had a negative experience, your imprint, just like any animal, there's an imprint in everything that happens in our lives.
Man,
if you've had
me.
A bad experience, that imprint is made. And you have to either work to overcome that and have a very positive imprint.
Yeah.
I deal with it every day with dogs. But it's the same with humans.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that there is a clear black and white answer.
But there's not with any animal.
No.
Well, okay, if you've got teeth and you cannot communicate to us in the way that we are used to being communicated with, there is room for error.
Absolutely.
That's all that is.
Absolutely.
So we'll end it with that.
No. We can't.
We can't end it with that. We've got to delve further.
He's looking up something.
Because if you watch the news this morning, you maybe heard a little bit about the thing called the cuss collar. And it's for your dog.
Oh,
it's like a bark activated shock collar, but only it doesn't deliver a shock. It has a speaker on it, and it has a little
chip. So when they bark, it
cusses. It says it's a cuss word.
Fuck you,
so
fuck you.
Every time they bark, it goes.
I don't need one of those for Maya. Because she looks at me when she gets in trouble and goes.
Yeah, it talks to you.
Yeah, so maybe the cuss collar. The cuss collar is the way to go.
No, I don't.
Do you want your dog just cussing you out all the time?
We need Paula to meet Jack.
Why do you think I'll text an animal communicator with Maya.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. A psychic?
Yes. And I fully believe it. That's a whole other episode.
We'll talk about that later.
But right, I totally believe with
boo-hoo.
Maya that now, she would have too much
Did
to
you
say.
Pay for that? You all paid up on that dog psychic?
I've read many books and I know a few of them personally.
Slow down. Yes. You have some animal psychic friends? Network?
Yes.
You have an animal psychic friends
network. Myself.
You are a psychic in an animal psychic friends network.
Couldn't I?
Well, yeah. I would love for you and your psychic friends to come here and do some psychic demonstrations on dogs.
Absolutely.
And animals.
We got one over here that doesn't understand nothing.
It doesn't understand.
And
she's traumatized.
Just,
we think
she
needs counseling.
There's more going on right there than you realize.
Yeah, we think she's ignoring the whole world because she's been ignored for so long. So now she's just.
Yeah, she doesn't know she exists.
Yeah.
That's the problem with that dog is that the person who owned that dog before us never acted like they actually existed.
Yeah.
And so she doesn't know she's a dog. She doesn't know anything.
Yeah.
So we would love to get one of your psychic friend.
Reach out to a couple of them.
Yeah.
That would be wonderful.
See what we
maybe
can come
we get
up
some,
with. That would be
maybe
really
we
cool.
get one of your brother's birds in here that could tell us something. I'm sad. That your brother is a whole other episode too. I want to get him to become Pat's going to come in and bring a bird. We're going to talk about a bird.
Those damn birds, they will eat your freaking toes.
Oh, they hated Shana. Anyways,
they're frightening.
So birds are.
Birds, you have to have a. They're not frightening. Let me.
No.
Step back. I shouldn't say that. You have to have a very high level of respect.
Yeah. Yep.
They're very powerful creatures, and they have a level of intelligence that is approximately a 3 to 5 year old human child.
Yeah.
Really?
So you take
that's
my
Imenza.
Grandsons.
They could pluck your eye right out of your head.
A little bit older, and you
What's
combine
up, Brad?
That with something that's. That smart,
yeah,
and that nimble, and a beak that is
so strong, so strong.
So anyway, so you, how long have you been working in the canine field? I remember. I'm gonna go back. I want to set up the stage really quick. Okay,
we're gonna dance.
Paula and I are gonna dance, honey. Sit back.
Watch out.
I met Paula when I was 16 years old, and she was 17 at that time. Maybe
a little older than that, but yes, we'll go 17. That
but still not old enough to drink. Right?
No, I was 21.
You were?
I was. Carrie and I were the only two that were 21.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
None of the rest of you guys were that age.
You.
Actually, we were 18. Because back then,
well, when I met you,
right.
you so we're 5 years apart.
We were 18, yeah.
So we're 5 years apart. Okay, that's good enough. So we were kids, all of us were kids, and we were just partying and having a good time, and Paula was cutting all of our hair. But you had you had your Rottweiler, you were cutting hair, but you always had this love for dogs and this knowledge of animals. And every time someone would bring a dog over, you would be like, oh my God, well, that's a that kind of dog. Absolutely. jabber, and you'd look at him, oh, you should trim the nails, you should look at his ears, they're all full of hair. And I remember that about you, always kind of being very dog conscious. And then you started grooming dogs, and so now we haven't spoken in a while, you know. We kind of, life happens, and you moved, I don't know, somewhere north.
I live on the north side.
Why did you go to the north side?
I love the north.
You do, but you're a south side girl.
No.
All right, anyways.
I'm a north side girl.
Now you are. Anyways.
Have been in my heart my whole life.
It is.
One of those weird things.
So now you've really become.
What do we call that? Transcited.
Transcited?
I was born in the wrong side of the city.
Oh, you were?
I was transcited. So I've changed my city-ness to a north sider versus
I've never been really to the north side. So
I love it.
Well, that's not true. We've been to the north side quite a bit.
I've visited.
And we talk about it all the time because it's beautiful out there. And it's not crowded.
But I've never lived in
it. Not more now, but yes. Every year it's more and more.
And I have a fabulous townhome with a fabulous roommate that I just love my life. I have a great life.
The north side has changed you. And since then, you've
I found happiness in the north side.
You've become more educated in it was like
I've
a lot more. You focused your energy on training and
I had a dog that was allergic to his food.
Okay.
Back in 2004.
Okay.
And that started my journey this way, because back then you were lucky to find food, but you certainly couldn't find treats and things like that were prevalent. And
what kind of dog was that?
He was a lab greyhound. His name is Mookie. Thus,
a labrahound.
Labrahound, yes. A Graybador.
A Graybador. I like that better.
Graybador. He was magnificent, and he was just such a kind, sensitive being, and he was very good at reading things and people. The first day we got him, my ex took him outside and let him off leash. And first off, that's not something you ever do with a greyhound.
No.
At least not normally.
Uh-uh.
And we couldn't get him in the car when we got him from Dumb Friends League in Castle Rock.
Right.
But once we got him home, he was amazing. He was allergic to his food.
Mm.
And so that started the whole process of learning about nutrition. There was a little wonderful store, it's still there, called Doggy Delights on Broadway. And the lady that owns it really guided me and started the journey. And that is really where I started, and then I've gone from there to here, and been in a lot of variants as far as the industry goes. But nutrition, because it is the foundation, has always been something that I go back to time and time again. And I've had the privilege in the last probably 8 years to really focus heavily on that and the behavior side of it.
Mm-hmm.
And the behavior side has really come into the forefront.
Yeah.
I work with some wonderful trainers. One personally that Maya, my current dog, the other portion of our title, comes into play. And I've had many dogs in between. I have also had a golden retriever that was very near and dear, and a Rottador or a rotten lab. Mm. She was a Rottweiler lab mix.
Mm-hmm.
Much like Bear, who you remember, my Roddy.
That was a good dog.
Roddies are amazing. Dogs are amazing.
Here's dogs the thing. Are
when people
amazing.
Ask me, like, your favorite, and I'm like, dog?
Yeah.
I have preferences. I also have, because I've worked in grooming, so as much as I love cute, fluffy dogs, the grooming requirement kind of disquelches my desire to own one.
Oh.
Although there was a little one that came in Saturday into work that's up for adoption named Buddy. He's a poodle mix through Two Blondes All Breed Rescue.
Oh.
And he is a very long-legged little poodle. He's very underweight, but he was severely matted when they brought him in. And he was
sounds
the
like
sweetest
our kind of dog.
Little man. Oh my! I was like, so he's available for adoption.
Yeah.
You're taking care now. I was like, stop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Slow it down.
Mm-hmm. So, how old is your dog here?
Maya is 3.5.
3.5.
She'll be 4 in August.
Super well behaved.
Man, she's good.
My nugget. Yeah. Are you mama's nugget? Yes, you are.
And you've had her the
she's
whole
so
time.
Good.
No, I'm her third owner.
Oh, really?
She was 1.5 years when I adopted her.
Why did the other two give her up?
Well, she's border collie in Australia and Kelpie.
So they couldn't.
So she's very high energy, extremely smart.
So you need to take her out. You need to walk her. You need to run her. You need to
work her brain. She needs
work
to
her
be
brain because they're smart.
They also, herders have certain tendencies that you have to maybe redirect or squelch.
Yeah.
Nipping.
Yeah.
Herding.
Yeah.
She herds my grandsons when they come over.
I bet she does.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
I bet
that's
she
very
does.
Cool.
She herds the cats.
She knows. She's like,
the cats
keep
are
talking
her
about
nemesis.
she's definitely spatially aware.
Oh.
I think she
well,
smiles.
And one of our training right now, it's funny that you say
so
that. We're working
pretty.
On rear end awareness
yes,
in our training
so
right now.
Because of her tail?
Well, just learning our whole body and aware of our whole body. So we do some really funny off. Really funny things. I knew I love you too. In our training yesterday, we posted pictures, or my trainer did, on Facebook of what we'd done in our class yesterday, and we're having a few moments. I have to say, it works me as much as it works her.
Yeah,
I bet.
Well,
my brain, it reminds me of horseback riding, which is something I miss and I love.
Yeah,
that's dangerous. Stay away from it.
What, horseback riding?
Yeah,
Sean is.
Well,
so
only
afraid
if
of horses.
She knows.
Only if you're a nerd and afraid of horses.
Paula knows my horse thing.
Horses are smarter than you.
Horses will bite
dogs.
You and trample you.
Oh, not any worse than a dog. No, I would have horses. And are you kidding? If somebody walked to me, you want a dog or you want a car or a horse? I'd be like,
I'll tell you right now. If I got on an airplane and you got a freaking mini horse on there, I want off. I'm not riding on an airplane with a horse.
I don't think you should fly.
But that's my therapy horse.
Right. I don't care.
That's what they said. Yeah.
Get a therapy. Anything else?
Oh,
don't not.
That's Toker Poker.
Yeah.
I was like, what's going
that's
on?
That's not
with
right.
That?
Toker Poker modified.
So
I love
you
it.
Just really felt like it's your mission now to help educate people. Oh, you don't pass. You two are having some.
Ah, yes.
Real nice,
that's,
ladies.
That's old time right
wow.
there. That's Shane and Paula
no.
old time. We
wow.
were friends too.
Yeah,
you
I'm
know.
Here. I'm here, guys. You forgot I was here. I
was friends with Paula before I was friends with you.
I was friends with Paula before I was friends with you.
Did you say abstaining? I'm abstaining today. I could have sworn you said that. Uh-oh. I think I lost myself again. No, you lost me. I'm not hearing myself.
You're fine.
Again. Oh, good. It just freaks me out.
I
when
know, right?
I feel like a ghost.
Hope it's
so.
That's funny.
Shayna has some strong feelings about over-the-counter bag food.
Oh,
let
I do her
as
tell
well.
You.
I as well.
Yeah, she feels like it could have been a contributing factor to, ultimately the loss of our dogs.
I don't want to say that it is a strong contributing factor, but what I will say is you can prolong the life of your dog from 3 to 5 years by minimizing the use of the most processed portion of the industry, which would be your dry food or your kibble. The way to get further away from that is to start rotational feeding, which is kind of what today is all about. And today is 5 steps to start rotational feeding. It's not so much about getting completely away from kibble.
Right.
It's about changing the kibble that you might be using to a kibble that is
better,
less cooked.
So just throw some names out there what kibble is.
Well, so kibble would be your bagged dry dog food.
Anything little
so
dry,
anything
hard
that's
nuggets.
Cooked dry. You can buy it at King Soopers. You can buy it at a dog food retailer. There are varying ingredients. Mm-hmm. Bottom line is it's not whole animal protein, as in meat, bones, and vital organs,
mm-hmm.
or muscle mass, bones, and vital organs, along with supplementation just to ensure the proper nutrient value.
Because you're saying in dog food is bones and
what
muscle mass.
What should be in there.
That's what should be in there?
Yes. They've out of kibble, what they've done is they've, and some don't even have muscle meat in it. This is the scary part. Most of it would be muscle meat. So like, say for example, chicken formula would probably be chicken breast, maybe thigh meat, but it doesn't have bones and the vital organs. So if you go back biologically, a dog or a wolf in its natural state
would eat the whole thing.
Would eat and specific
well, they would
parts
eat
first.
Organs first.
Exactly. Organs, bone.
And
because
then
organs and bone offer your highest nutrient value. What the prey animal eats, the predatory animal gets that nutrient value from that animal. Because we have taken that part out of the equation, we then decided at some point don't really know exactly how, or we know kind of when, and it all kind of goes back about to World War II and different variables of the war effort and things. Before that, their diet was much better.
Right.
Now, once we started with the invention of dry processed kibble, so it's cooked at a very high temperature.
Right.
We all know when you cook something at a very high temperature, it does what? It removes the nutrient value mm-hmm. and the nutrient density. So then they have to go back and add that in some capacity. So that would be a synthetic supplement. We also know that synthetic supplements don't absorb as well with the body than, say, whole food supplements or
right,
natural supplementation.
Yep.
Then you get into the amount of waste that their bodies can't metabolize or use, as well as plant matter.
Right.
They're carnivores with some omnivoric tendencies. They're not omnivores, mm-hmm. but they're more carnivores. If you look at their mouth and their teeth and their stomachs should be big and highly acidic. Acid does what? It eats bone, mm-hmm. it eats fur, it kills bacteria, namely Listeria, E. coli, Salmonella. So if their stomachs are in that high acidic state, they can eat just about anything.
Yeah.
Because decaying, rotting flesh is going to be full of...
Yeah. And they're going to eat that.
But that's exactly naturally what they would gravitate to.
Yeah.
So we've taken that away from them. Kibble has changed their stomach to a more alkaline environment.
Yeah.
In doing all of these things, we've created cancers, diabetics.
Yes.
UTI issues
yep.
in both dogs and cats. And this is more focused on dogs. And at some point we can delve into cats because they are a little different than dogs, in all honesty. More carnivorous. They're called obligate carnivores versus carnivores with omnivoric tendencies. So cats have even less omnivoric tendencies than dogs do.
That makes sense, though.
Yeah, cat's not going to eat no carrot.
No, if you think about them in the wild,
that
too.
That gets also into their lack of water intake and why UTIs are so important and big deal, because just briefly to deviate slightly, because I'm very ADD.
That's okay.
Cats are used to eating their water source. Muscle is 65% water,
oh,
correct?
Wow.
So when a cat eats something, whether it's a mouse or a canned food.
Yeah.
The thing I hear most from my customers is, my cat ate all the liquid and didn't really care that much about the meat.
Well, it's because
their
thirsty.
Bodies are telling them they're dehydrated.
Wow.
And everyone goes, yeah, but my cat drinks water all the time. Well, you're right. Have you ever actually seen how they do that? Wow. If you look at it, their tongues stay flat.
Yeah.
So what happens when they lap up and it's flat? What does that water do? It falls off.
Just wetting their tongue.
So all they get is that thin layer of water that's left
on their little Velcro tongues.
Which isn't much. That's not enough to sustain life.
No.
So back to dogs.
Interesting.
Stomach acid is very important. So if you can start interjecting a more balanced diet with less processing and less cooked ingredients, you're going to up the ante. You're most likely going to lessen the issues. Dental being a big one. If you look at Maya's teeth, she doesn't need dental work done. She doesn't need dental scaling done.
Cause she's three.
Well, okay. But you can't believe the amount of dogs I see that are three, that are one, that have plaque and stuff building up because kibble is like eating white bread.
Right.
It coats your teeth full of carbohydrates. Huh. They shouldn't have carbohydrates. That also leads to what? Oh, diabetes.
Ah.
Which is what we had a dog with diabetes for.
Which is directly related to kibble.
And I think it was because of what it was eating at the start. When it was a baby, they gave it some shit that didn't have any sugar, too much sugar. Well, I don't know what the hell
it was. Too much sugar and too many. Well, it was probably wheat, corn, soy. Oh, I did it again. I don't know why.
And so we think that it, you know, that kind of set him up for failure the rest of his life.
Absolutely.
Well, right, because when he was little, he went into diabetic shock. But we think
hypoglycemic.
We think he was younger than they said that he was.
Well, and there's obviously there's no way to know at this point.
Yeah.
So, but had you known better, you could have maybe changed his diet when you got him.
Yep.
That could have at least stopped that progression.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Been able to manage it.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, there's no easy answers, and we need our vets to guide us.
Yeah. And they don't know anything.
Well,
not about nutrition.
They know minimal.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, what they know is taught by companies that, if you actually look into them, do not provide the best foundation. They're certainly not the most biologically correct diet for canine.
Let me ask you a question. Hold on. I have a question. So, puppy Jack next door, you're going to meet him later. He's so great. But he's only a year old, and now he has bad breath. I don't think he should have bad breath.
No, that has
old.
To do with your kibble. What happens with kibble is it sits at the bottom end of the stomach and the top end of the intestine. So when the stomach and intestines basically meet, kibble gets stuck there and it ferments. And that causes flatulence and gas. And that also is what kind of bloats the stomach.
And then it just comes out.
It doesn't pass through. They can't digest all of it. Their bodies aren't really meant to digest plant matter. They're more because if you look at their short intestines and a big stomach, highly acidic, it's going to break down most of that, and it's going to flush out. 12 hours from intake to output.
That's how long it should take.
A dog's digestive system.
But then when it gets stuck in there.
Well, you're not going to get rid of all that. Yeah. So like a lot of times, so when customers come in and they want to convert and they want to really go in that more fresh direction, there's a detox period, just like with humans. So you're going to have some unpleasantry. So the way to really
maybe
start
upset
the
stomach, soft poops,
diarrhea,
runny poops. Yeah,
yeah,
okay.
Which can be problematic for us as humans.
Yeah. Well, so we have to clean it up.
Exactly.
So.
And it doesn't always controlled.
Yeah.
It usually
well, you
happens
don't know
when you're
when
not going to
yeah,
be there.
Exactly.
So then you come or you step in the middle
in
of the
night.
Which happened
oh,
to me
man.
Recently.
Or you wake up to
the one
it.
Time
yeah.
she has a bad accident. It's in my bedroom and I wake up and I'm like squish. And I was like,
it's horrible.
All right.
And you're in the dark and you're like, which way do I go? Which way?
Do I do anything? I'm just like paralyzed.
I got to hop out of here.
Someone's asking specifically about this.
Well,
what do you know about specific, you know, how does a person know? What do they look for? That specifically Bill Jack is what we're asking about.
Well, but I asked you too. Yeah. About one the other day.
What do you look for?
Well, first thing, look at your ingredients. So flip the bag over and look at the ingredient base. So
check
I don't. We've got it pulled up. Give me just a second.
Check
if
the
we
other
can.
Picture.
And I don't want to name it? Brands because I.
Right, you can't because you're in some sort of a thing.
Well,
I don't want to compromise where you're at.
I don't want to commit
but.
Into any the, brand because I'm not loyal to any brand. To be perfectly honest, but I also have to
well,
be careful.
Well, put it on the picture. It'll zoom it in.
Grandma can't probably. Let me put my glasses on here.
All right.
Oh, Lordy. Okay.
So we've got 26% crude protein.
Well, actually, that's not necessarily the...
What are we looking at?
What you want to look at is that the second ingredient...
All right, which is crude fat or crude fiber. Or
and
over here.
The third ingredient.
So we're looking over in the ingredients list.
Fifth
okay.
Ingredient.
So the number one ingredient is chicken. Number two is chicken byproducts.
That's
organs only.
Which is vague.
Right.
Theory, it would seem good. That third one is not acceptable.
Cornmeal.
The fourth one is not acceptable.
Chicken byproduct.
Hold
meal.
On.
If
Hold
it
on.
Says byproduct, you need to be suspect.
What's a byproduct?
Well, we don't know exactly, but it's usually throwaway. Byproduct
right.
would
it's
be a throwaway.
By whatever something. Was left over after they did something to it.
Exactly.
Right.
Now, the other thing that we need to get into is sourcing. So do they disclose where they source their proteins
from
and their other ingredients? Do they source them from Epic, Reputable, Mindful? I have a mindset. It's called Happy Animals.
Mm-hmm.
I don't use mass-produced things unless I have to.
Right.
So this carries over into dog as well.
Right.
So the products that I encourage and your more holistic products are going to have a mindset of...
Of what?
Of a... More sustainable,
okay.
Holistic, better fed. Like you don't grass-fed meat's better than
right
grain-fed.
Right.
Grain-fed
and
tastes
it's really
better,
all about how much you want to spend on your animal,
right?
Of course,
and then that's how to balance that,
right?
Right. But I'm like looking at a label on this label right here from the aforementioned product that was asked about by a listener.
Yes,
it says not recognized as an essential nutrient by the AAFCO dog food nutrient. Profiles.
Yes, that's the governing entity for the dog food industry.
So now, if that was on the back of your dog food bag, you'd probably go ahead and steer away from that one.
I personally would.
Because it's not even recognized as...
Well, there's...
Now, maybe that changes from flavor to flavor.
Well, and maybe they're new, and so they're trying to get licensed or something like that.
The other thing that And that's just certain ingredients that are highlighted with that asterisk. So it's not every ingredient. And the ingredients that they're saying that with are like your omega.
See, you don't even know that. Like.
See, my ignorance, I didn't even know that.
To know that.
I just saw an asterisk and man, it covered the whole damn thing.
And I don't see where the ingredient up there where it shows an asterisk.
Okay.
Oh, wait, is it? No, I don't see.
Nor am I. So, all right.
Now, the other thing that you want to get into is how transparent the company is. So there's manufacturers that make so much own food.
What about cornmeal? Do you want cornmeal in your dog food?
No.
That's a binder or something, right? It's just holding
corn
some...
is not good for dogs, period.
What about dried yeast?
Dried brewer's yeast is not bad. Yams is okay. Beet pulp is just a filler and because it expands in the stomach, so that's not needed. Oatmeal is still considered an acceptable grain. So there are
some. If you gave your dog a bowl of oatmeal, I don't think it would eat it.
No, and they really wouldn't enjoy it, nor would they prefer it. They would prefer a bowl of
cut up chicken.
Meat. Or a whole chicken. Like for a while, Maya's actually, because I also use her as my research and development dog, she's gone so far as to have whole chicken bone in, wing, and drumettes.
Yeah, and ate it.
Where are you?
She's over there.
I mean, it's got good stuff in here. It seems like to me flaxseed, the chloride,
so
maybe, but the dried blueberries, dried cranberries.
Yes.
Got some.
No, it's got
lysine in there. They won't get a cold sore. Dried apples, vitamin E.
One thing they don't talk about is what temperature that is cooked at.
Right.
And that is, you're hard pressed to find that, especially unless you're in the industry or you can talk to someone in the industry.
And
just not an industry standard.
No. It can go as, so one of the brands that I advocate, it's called Farmina. They cook at about 180 degrees. Brands such as this one that we're looking at go as high as 1,000-degree cooking temperature.
Wow.
Just plastic.
Well,
cook
but
it,
then
cook
it just.
It
so they validify it by a quick cooking versus a little longer, possibly, things of that nature. Once again, where we're going is you can use kibble as your platform.
Yeah.
But add other fresher ingredients in a rotational manner to not rely 100% on just kibble.
Right.
Now, I want you to know that at the one we were looking at was a small breed.
Now, don't feel that you're feeding that way and don't feel bad about what you're paying versus still feeding trash, quote unquote. But what you need to do is look at the ingredients. Sorry, I was reading
a
comment
on there.
No,
yeah, that's fine. Yep.
What you need to do, though, is go back and look at the actual ingredients, do a little research into the company that you're working with.
It has to be the company.
And find their level of transparency. So a lot of the companies that I sell at the store that I work at, you can go on their website and they'll show you where they source their beef.
Right.
And where they source their yams.
Right.
And where they source
the farm
this
or
that.
Wherever, yeah.
One of them is actually FDA regulated, inspected, using human grade food product.
Yeah.
It's human edible, technically.
Yeah.
It looks like cream of wheat.
Only in a pinch, though.
Yeah.
Well, I've thought more than once, Maya, we might just throw this in a pan and add a little salt and pepper, and, well, if we're in a blizzard,
yep.
Pitch
only
come to
right,
shove.
Right?
Don't get me wrong. There's a joke about work, because I'm pretty adventurous, so I try a lot of the stuff.
Oh, really?
Not things that have animal protein, but like our biscuits and our dog treats. There's a company called Grandma Lucy's that makes dog treats that look like Teddy Grahams.
Yeah.
They are delicious.
Really?
Now, they're a little on the sweet side, but they're made again in an FDA human regulated food facility that I share. I put them on a tray and little kids. Would you like to try this? And they're like, Mom, she's offering me a dog treat. I'm like, it's okay. You can have it.
You can have it.
I'll try
it's
one.
It's okay. Yeah.
Now,
Maya will try one.
I love,
them.
Ones.
It's like a party.
I love those ones that taste like bacon.
Oh
those
my god.
Yeah, no, I don't.
So
no,
gross.
But now I will say, because
no,
I
come
smoke
on, they're
and
good.
I dry food dehydrate, I do, whenever I do jerky, I make Maya a set of jerky.
Yeah, sure.
As well.
That's great.
So hers is just
that makes sense.
Whatever protein, and then I season mine. But
yeah. She
gets her own.
Yeah.
Maya is a little bit more elaborate, but she never gets any one protein. She never gets any one same food twice a day. So
see?
I also feed her interactively. In an interactive feeder for her morning meal.
What the hell does that mean?
That is basically a treat dispenser or a toy dispenser that you
put your food in.
And
like those conks you can fill full of peanut butter.
This one's round. Oh, I should have brought it. It's round that has, so it's see-through plastic with a little maze inside of it. So you drop the food in the top
and then
it shakes it out and then she has to roll it around, flip it around and figure out how to get it out. So she moves around. while she's eating, so she's being active, so that helps with weight management right there.
Right.
And then it's working her brain because she's got to figure out how to get the food.
Yeah.
And then she's also getting her meal out of it.
And that's where you feed her her kibble.
No, well, Maya doesn't get kibble. Well, she's weaned herself off of kibble.
Be a dry food of some sort.
I use a freeze-dried raw.
Is that what you brought in the bag? Okay.
Yes. So one of the things that I brought, that's an air-dried raw, so that's one of the things. Yeah, ironically, it's funny because that I've been putting on the bottom lately, and then her other freeze-dried raw, which is like what these look like.
Okay.
So they're usually little round nuggets.
Uh-huh.
And I put those in, so I've been putting those on the top.
Yeah.
She's such a little snot sometimes. She's rolled out all of the freeze-dried and to is get eating to the air-dried
how
now.
How funny.
It's
that's
venison,
what she wants, yeah.
Which is a super exotic, wonderful protein. Huh. Not she gets lamb, venison, beef, turkey, chicken, pork.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you what. All of it. Daphne has a hard time eating things. She just doesn't enjoy eating. And you brought that air-dried one, and I put some on there, and she grubbed it up.
Who doesn't love lamb and mackerel? Mackerel's very stinky.
It smells gross.
Look, Maya's like, you've got my stuff. It's over there.
This is
she'll do stuff.
Though.
She'll sit.
She can't see.
She can smell it. That's all she needs.
Wow,
man,
see,
she's good.
I already know I got sick.
So they're basically you give your dogs like astronaut treats because that's everything the astronauts eat are frozen.
Yeah, that's true.
Dogs.
Well, dehydrated. So
dehydrated.
Like what a couple of the brands are a dehydrated that you reconstitute with water.
Yeah,
those are fabulous because you can gravy them over your kibble.
Mm-hmm.
You can use them as a sole diet. Again, that's another part of that rotational. So rotational would be to add in fresher elements. You can start with buying from King Soopers a pound and a quarter of heart and gizzard, chicken hearts and gizzards.
Yeah,
it's in the meat department.
Yeah.
Throw in one heart, one gizzard, depending on the dry kibble that you're using. You want to stay away from hydrolyzed proteins in your kibble. So if you're using a kibble that has hydrolyzed protein, it's not compatible with the raw diet. So you want to be very careful with that. You also want to be careful if you're using something that has wheat, corn, soy in it, because that raw isn't real compatible with that. So the first step would be to convert to a dry
a
food that
kibble.
Would be more compatible.
Hmm.
Or a transitionary food, so to speak.
Just drop a little gizzard in there.
And you can start by then adding chicken gizzard. You can add chicken livers, same thing. Mm-hmm. You can buy them for less than $2 at the market.
And you do it raw?
Yeah. Throw them in raw. Depending on the size, between 1 and 3 or 4.
And the dog, the size of the dog.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I meant, the size of the dog.
Yeah.
Once or twice a day.
Yeah.
And then you can build from there with things like freeze-dried raw treats. We actually have freeze-dried raw hearts and gizzards, necks, things of that
nature.
Wow. Tracheas, super high nutrient value. So when you up your ante, so raw marrow bones.
Yeah.
Have super high nutrient value. They will clean the teeth because of the naturally occurring enzymes in the raw diet, circumvent the need for teeth cleaning and dental aids.
What if it's too late?
It's never too late, technically. Now, you're not going to reverse what's already happened.
Right.
But you can
keep it from getting
slow
worse.
Down
yeah.
And improve that.
I gave her one. We're asking specifically for Daphne, who's never had a teeth cleaning and has always had dry or wet food. So her teeth are bad. I gave her a rib bone, and she like gnawed on it for a while and then walked away from it. But I tell you, her teeth look better.
Well, antlers and bones, because of their qualities, are very good teeth cleaning. And then the marrow in the bone is antler is super high nutrient for hip and joint. So glucosamine, naturally derived,
right?
So again, their bodies are getting it in a natural state so they can utilize it more fully.
Interesting.
You also, when you get into that more raw diet, you don't need as much supplementation.
You
can still supplement, and Maya does get some supplements here and there, but I don't have to be as diligent about it because, again, she's getting those nutrients naturally and they're absorbing better.
Mm-hmm.
The other part, training. When you get into nutrition, it involves behavior.
Right.
Dogs that are allergic or sensitive or constantly itching, think about like when you are itching all the time because of dry skin and things like that. you can't focus, you can't concentrate.
Right.
So your behavior changes.
Right.
So there's correlations with grooming.
Right.
Because you made comments about Maya's coat.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
And that's the one thing that everybody always comments on is her coat.
Well, it's that's so soft.
Direct result of that
what she's
diet.
Eating.
She only gets bathed maybe twice a year.
Wow.
And if you actually get close to her head and smell her head, you have to tell me what she smells like.
She smells like a dog.
No, no, she smells a little different than that.
She smells like a gargoyle.
Actually, if you get really close, she smells like maple syrup.
Oh,
that's
come
funny.
On.
No, seriously, really smell the top
Daphne,
of her head.
She smells like Fritos.
Seriously, smell the top of her head, Sean. Don't be afraid,
right,
Sean. She will bite you.
Smell the top of our dog's head.
I will be happy
and
to
she
smell.
Smells like
I'll
Fritos.
Give her a kiss.
You want to put chili right on there and have Frito
Daphne
pie?
Daphne has well, smelled like Fritos.
She smells like
okay,
Fritos.
That's there is. I hear that a lot, and that does have to do with diet.
Yeah,
Maya's. Because of, in some of her raw food, they put, it's called fenugreek seed.
Oh, fenugreek.
And fenugreek seed gives the scent of maple syrup.
How funny.
So when you smell the top of Maya's head, or when I lay in bed and snuggle with Nugget.
You get the maple syrup
I get
dog.
Pancakes.
Oh, that's my so funny. Get all them.
So here's a really funny story. I was dog sitting for my friend Kelsey, who was a former employee. And she has two, she has a blue heeler and a red heeler. Stella is the blue heeler. When she was a puppy, Maya and I dog sat for her. And she had a little separation anxiety issues. And I had Maya out going potty and Stella was in my apartment and she peed on my bed.
Oh, shoot. Oh.
And I walk in and I was like,
oh my
pancakes!
God. Wait a
that's
minute.
That's freaking weird. It smells like pancakes. Oh my God, you peed on my bed, you
oh.
little shit. So I cleaned it all up and I didn't really think anything about it. Well, because she was eating the raw diet that had the fenugreek seed. So her pee smelled like pancakes. Not so bad.
Yep.
But here's the problem. Every time I walk in my room, I'm like, la la, pancakes.
Pancakes.
It's not pancakes.
Yep.
Pee. Yeah. I love maple syrup. Really maple syrup's like my yeah. my thing. I only that's also huh. part of my life is maple syrup, no fake syrup. Real yeah. butter, no fake butter.
Right.
Now, Maya, you be, yes, are you listening? Yeah. She's yeah. showing that she's not comfortable.
She was like, okay, okay.
She's pretty good at reading other dogs. Yeah. yeah.
Pretty interesting. I mean, I think that it does make a huge difference because everyone harps on organic for themselves and,
right.
and the best foods and all I can't, you know what I mean? So why wouldn't it be any different for animals?
Well, you need to think about what's going to be the most biologically.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And it isn't exactly what is the same for us because
right.
we are not, and that's also, I think, a little bit of the issue is we tend to morphosize, don't get me wrong, I do it with Maya, ourselves onto our pets. Mm-hmm. And there is, into another subject, there is a great correlation, and I have had the opportunity and strong belief with animal communication, and there's a lot of correlation to them picking up our illnesses.
Right.
Because of that incredibly strong bond. There is, I spend a lot of my free time reading behavior because it's kind of my obsession outside of nutrition and my hobby, thus the training and things that I do. And there's been a couple of books that I've read that talk about their mindset and their brain and their connection to us. And they are the only other species that has the ability, like our human children, to look at us and read
yeah.
our expressions, our body language, and have that connection on a different level. Well, that goes into communication through yeah. visuals, not verbally.
Right.
And everybody, including us, all species, communicate visually. We tend to discredit that level of communication because we can articulate ourselves verbally.
Right.
They, on the other hand, that's what they read. So when you're working with your animals, if you want an outcome of positive, so when I get ready to do class with Maya on Sunday mornings, I put a visual of the positive results that I want to see with her and I working together.
Right.
This gets into also just living life.
Right.
But with working with your animals, if
right.
you can
visualize it,
visualize and put that, I want to see a very positive end result. I'm not going to see separation anxiety. I'm not going to see barking. I'm going to see positive. I'm going to see focus. I'm
right.
going to work with touch. you're going to get that back.
Right.
If you put out there, oh my God,
here we go.
There's going to be other dogs. Yeah. I've got to freak. She's going to be freaked out by the kennel. Right. Like, did you feel the difference in my energy right then? Just like that change right there. That's the biggest example. And that I spend a lot of time talking to my customers, and some of them just look at me like,
you're crazy.
You're bonkers.
Yeah, that's you're making, senior Javits.
But then I also get the, oh my God, that makes more sense than anything.
Yeah, right.
It's amazing.
It's the same with your kids. I mean, you get up in the morning and everything. You put out a bunch of
that applies to,
crazy
I think,
energy and take them to school. They're going to have...
Or run them outside the car like you do your dog. Just put the harness on them and run them outside the window.
That's brilliant. It is brilliant.
I did actually have harnesses for both of my children when they were...
Well, yeah. I mean, everyone on this podcast know I wore a leash until I was 10.
What? No, I didn't. I thought we knew you then. Because I remember when... Oh, wait, that was a different...
That
was a whole different time.
That was my teenage leash.
I believe that might have been a birthday party at this house at one point. We'll just talk about that another time.
Right.
That's an entirely...
This house has had some crazy parties.
This house is a good house.
And I've only been a part of none.
Oh,
Not none.
You should come.
Fun here.
You should come back and have some fun.
You've been invited to all of them, Miss Had to Move North.
Well, we're going to have some at our house. Because I actually have a nice size, decent, multi-level house that we had a fun Halloween party. It ended up only being my children, but my grandchildren, we had the best time.
And that's fun.
That was important bond forming for my, my family and my daughter and my grandchildren. Because twins, holy crap. Yeah, I had twins. I could have never done it. I had to adopt one of them little shits out.
She has two twins and another one?
No, they have two boys, Jackson and Layton.
Just the twins, okay.
My twin boys. They will be 4 in June.
Oh, boy.
They're so cute.
Now, she has made mention of the next round.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Oh, tell her not to do it.
And originally, she was two sets of twins. And if anybody's going to make that happen, it will be my
her.
Daughter, Ashley. Yes.
Wow.
Ashley,
she looks great.
She's amazing. Oh, my God. She's gorgeous.
She's gorgeous.
Gorgeous and an incredible business person.
Yeah.
And has just, I could not be a prouder mother if I tried. My son is equally amazing.
He
is. And takes the best care of his mother ever.
Yeah, he's so cute.
I have the most amazing relationship with all three, because I also have a glorious stepdaughter who will be 20 in March.
Wow.
And my niece. Oh, my God. I'm just so grateful. I just have the best life, I got to say. It's amazing.
Good.
Makes me so happy.
Yeah. That's
and then
great.
Now this is like the whole circle coming back around, I
absolutely.
Think.
Culmination,
at an even better time, you know?
Yep.
Which, it's amazing, amazing.
Well, we have a direct question, if
absolutely.
You're okay with the question.
I'm absolutely.
Dina Joe says that they rescued a blue heeler at 4 months, and he was very anxious even then, but then he was attacked before he was even one while on a walk. Now he's scared of everything and everyone.
Oh, my gosh.
So this would maybe be a good idea. This would be a good a case for your psychic friends could come in. And
well, there is that. I would also, in a situation like that, there's so many layers.
Yeah.
And then you're also, because I have a double herder, you're dealing with that herding personality.
Because
herders are
healer.
Magnificent. They're also kind of in their own category, especially when it comes to training and being scared of things. And they imprint, because they're so smart. They imprint really easily. My best advice in a quick nutshell would be to work with a behaviorist to start with. I can leave a recommendation. I have one that I work with through my store that I know he works on the south side of town.
Uh-huh.
And he has amazing dogs that I have seen him do some really amazing work with.
But I think that's just it, that the puppy or the dog is still a puppy.
Yeah, and that's better, because you still have the opportunity to hopefully reverse that negative imprint and then change with them. So I'm happy to give a couple of recommendations. I can also let you know where I work, and you're happy.
Yeah,
you're welcome
of course
to come into my store and chat with me personally, and I can give you some cards.
Yeah.
There's a magazine called Mile High Dog.
Okay.
There is a lady by the name of Beverly Morgan who has ongoing articles. She is autistic, And her special ability is reading the nervous system of dogs. She's amazing.
Wow.
Might be perfect.
And she actually moved back to Denver. I can give you her information. I think she might come in beneficial. Wow. I actually did speak with her a little bit about this, so I might see about getting her on the show as well.
Yeah.
So Dina has an autistic son, so it's kind of serendipitous. Wow.
Is that the word? There is. You know, there also is Freedom Service Dogs works with an entity called Disco's Dog. She started Disco's Dog for her son who's autistic. So they're doing a lot of work with autistic children and dogs.
Yeah.
And service dogs, for lack of a better word. I'm not sure if it falls under therapy or service, but through Freedom Service Dogs. It's called Disco's Dog. You could absolutely look into that. I don't know about the training and things involved, but amazing. Dogs are the most absolutely amazing thing that we have been gifted with.
I agree.
They really are.
They're a perfect example that I have always heard of God's love.
Well, that is why they're God spelled backwards. Yep. Whether you believe in God or not.
Absolutely.
Because no matter what you subject a dog to, they will always come to greet you. They will always forgive, and they will always love. And it's like that perfect example of love.
Yeah.
In a dog. You know, cats, fuck you, man.
No, well, okay, don't say that. Cats have the most amazing qualities. They're just very different than dogs.
They are different.
They're way more independent.
Yeah, they don't
and
need
crazy.
Us. They don't need
dogs
us.
Cats are crazy. Well, they don't need us.
They don't need us.
Then that's absolutely true, because here's the thing. When I lived in my apartment, I lived there for 3.5 years, going on 4 years. In that time frame, there was a female kitty that had 4 litters of feral cats of varying degrees. And in that time frame, you saw the pattern change of the feralness. You saw the personality change. Cats revert back to a feral nature far quicker than a dog will.
Yeah, sure.
In a few less generations than a dog will. Cats will catch. Look at it. They're mousers.
Yeah.
We still use them as that. Dogs, we're more selective of how their uses are. And we've... more selectively, and we've had a longer, closer bond with them.
Right.
We've kind of taken their jobs away a lot.
We have to a degree. That's also why herders are one of the higher that are returned to shelters.
Yeah.
Because they're smart, and they need a job, and they cause problems. If they don't have a job, they get anxious.
Yeah.
Dina says anxiety. That healer that she's talking about herds everything in the house.
Well, absolutely.
Her
what
sons,
also what I would maybe look into dogs. Is there's things like Thryball. Thryball. So they herd big exercise balls around in an enclosed environment. There's also options as like working with livestock. So at the stock show, they do stock dog trials.
Right.
Which are herding trials.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They do dog pulls.
Yeah.
So this year, there was an American bulldog.
Yeah, I saw your post.
That pulled over 3,400 pounds on a sled.
That's amazing.
Does the dog really want to do that?
Oh my God, they were so excited about it. You should have seen them. They're encouraged, but it works them. Those dogs are bred for things
like
that.
Yeah, because some dogs are bred to
Bernay Mountain dogs are carting dogs.
Right.
What'd you say?
Bernay Mountain dogs were bred as carting dogs. Rottweilers were bred as a herding dog, as a guard dog, as a carting dog, and as a family dog.
Yeah, because I think I've seen old pictures of Rottweilers, like with little things on the back.
That's why they had their tails docked.
Yeah,
so that their tails didn't get caught up in the mechanism.
And they would
pull
it around.
Then they would put and strap the money around their necks the farmers would milk the cows, put that in the cart, the dogs would hard it into town. They would get their money, strap it around the dog's neck,
and the dog would
carry the cart back.
Yeah.
I'm sure the owner was involved in some capacity with all this. I don't think he just knew all this on his own. He might have.
He might have.
Smart. I'm not going
to
lie.
And back in the day, I feel like they were smarter.
I was tracking with you until you guys were strapping money to dogs.
Oh,
well, it's better strapped to a dog than a human.
I guess that's like the St. Bernards I'd always heard.
Well,
they carried a jug that had whiskey in it around their neck.
It was whiskey.
So when they would find someone trapped,
in the snow.
They could get drunk.
Whiskey will... Yeah.
We'll warm you up.
Let's toast. Let's try. Let's get it. It's cold, right?
That's the opposite of what you want in the cold. Well, we are.
So, what stage are we on? I forgot.
Vodka. Oh.
Yes, we're on that stage. PBJ. Thank you for offering. Yes, we're on that stage.
Peanut butter and jelly just said vodka.
We kind of lost all track of where we're at.
That's
on
okay
our
because you know what?
Yeah. What? So just go through one.
So
bang through these things really quick.
Quick, easy ways you can add. First, look at what your kibble is. Consider switching kibbles to something that is more rotationally mindset. Start adding in fresher elements, either getting it from your local meat market or going to your local dog store and getting freeze-dried elements, either gently cooked or raw.
Okay.
Add them in starting in like a treat level or a little bit on a daily level. I also would encourage adding some pumpkin during this time because pumpkin will keep that digestive tract running smoothly.
Okay.
Then you can build on those few things. There's also things like goat's milk. Raw goat's milk is really good for our dogs. Goat's Crazy. Milk is the universal
Just
milk.
Like
it's lactose free.
Yeah. Or something?
Yep. Maya gets it regularly.
How much?
It depends on the size of the
dog.
Well,
your dog weighs 25
pounds. I usually
pounds.
Add, I would say, I don't measure hers, but... I just pour some on. I would do maybe...
You put it on her food?
A shot glass?
Yeah, ounce. Yeah, a shot glass
okay.
or so.
A shot glass, an ounce.
To start with.
An ounce and a quart.
I mix it right into her food source.
Yeah.
There's certain brands that are frozen. You can do dehydrated frozen. Some of the dehydrated have like honey, cinnamon, ginger, turmeric in it.
Yeah.
All up in that anti-nutrient wise and digestively because good for them.
Yeah.
Edible things like watermelon, squash.
Yams.
Yams. Yeah. Maya also gets blueberry sometimes. Yeah. She'll get a little strawberry sometimes. Goat's milk is the best thing. Yes, it's super. It's got probiotics
now
in it.
We'd added in some yams into this one's diet.
Yes.
Well,
and
so
she freaked out, but then she's over it. Do you think they taste their food?
Oh, absolutely.
The rotating food.
Does anything thrive on the same thing day in and day out?
So the other day she wouldn't eat, and he's like, "Well, I made her the same thing I made last night." And it's like, "Yeah, well, I kind of haven't been doing that because I feed her most of the time." So one morning she gets like chicken and yams. Like one morning I gave her couscous.
But then the other night I gave her couscous and she freaking loved it.
Right.
But then she wouldn't eat it again.
It's showing that she doesn't want to eat the same
thing.
Exactly.
Or maybe mix it in with different elements. Maya gets her Interactive in the morning, and that's usually a freeze-dried or an air-dried. And that's because mornings are hard, so I got to get ready and get her out. And then she also gets her CBD treat to minimize her anxiety. And the cats, because they make us all crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then at night, when I get home, she gets a much more elaborate.
Does she eat again while you guys are... Because she goes to work with you.
No, well, sometimes. Mostly she stays home now.
Okay.
We've gotten so successful and gotten her separation anxiety down to where she stays home 99% of
the
time.
What did she do?
She barked obsessively, uncontrollably for 9 hours one day and lost her voice.
Oh, wow.
It was scary.
That's crazy to think that.
And I was heartbroken.
Oh, yeah.
So I brought her to work with me, but that wasn't something I knew I could do for long term.
Right.
Or, nor did I want to because
you're busy.
My position is stressful and she feeds that off.
Yeah.
And
acts up.
I feel bad.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I wanted to make sure in case life changes, I have to know that she can stay home successfully without going crazy.
Yeah.
So we started working with CBDs and desensitizing techniques. And thank God my neighbor at that point was super nice and forgiving because he would just text me, she's having a moment, she's having a bad day.
But that helps you too,
Well, I would up her CBD dosage or lower it back and know that I needed to still continue to work on that.
And the CBD made a difference?
Absolutely.
Do you know what the number one thing I'm hearing is? Dogs take work.
Well, absolutely.
Well, they're like a child. I mean, to have the best animal, that not just behavior, healthy all the way around, you need to give them 100% like you're giving your children, like you're giving your job, like you're giving, to give them the fairest shot at life to be successful.
I agree.
If you, this is the way
That's
I look
hard.
At it.
It is
we
hard.
We can't pay them for the magnificent, important things that they bring to our lives.
Absolutely.
So the best way that we can do two things, keep them with us the longest that we can.
Yeah.
and provide the best foundation is what?
Yeah.
Nutrition.
Nutrition.
And then,
man, I wish that
we also need to make sure that we fulfill their needs physically and mentally in the same way that we fulfill our needs physically
and
mentally.
Don't just lock them in a freaking bedroom, man.
And I will be honest, I have always wanted to do like agility and rally
I know
and
you
things
have.
Like that. And I finally jumped in and did it. And this has been the absolute most
Are
wonderful
you doing it with
experience.
Maya?
Yes. We do it every Sunday.
Is that the class you posted?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
And it is so worth the minimal investment and the amount of time and the minimal amount of time that it really takes. Now, that being said, I sometimes don't invest in the time that I should.
Right.
But I still see the most amazing return and the most positive. Well, one of the reasons that she is like she is right now is because of what I've done.
Yeah.
I adopted her, we'll say, when she was a year and a half old and I was her third owner.
Wow.
She's a double herder. So super, super smart, super high energy.
Yeah.
I knew when I got her, because I'd always wanted a border collie.
Yeah.
That I was going to need to do things to satisfy. And that's
her.
The biggest thing is know what you're getting.
Right.
Know a little bit about the breed.
Know the breed.
Know about the grooming requirements. Okay.
And like if you're going to have kids, if you're not ever going to have kids.
Well, and
gonna...
you can blend both. Yeah. But you have to balance that.
Yeah.
And like doodles. I love the fact that people are appreciating the doodle craze right now. Because they have amazing personalities. They can be a grooming nightmare
oh
because
my God, they
so
totally
many
are.
People get them and they're so uneducated
yep.
about really what they have
yep.
or the chaos that they have or created.
Yep.
Now, talk to people. Talk to your groomers. Talk
yeah.
to behaviors. Talk to trainers. Put a little bit of money because here's the thing, especially if you've
yeah.
got a grooming dog like a doodle, you've got to come and know that you're going to spend a certain amount of money in grooming alone. Be educated
yep.
about what you're getting yourself into. Make sure that you can put the money and the time into it. As much as I appreciate cute, fluffy little dogs, I happen to own a dog that doesn't require grooming for a reason.
Well, both the dogs we had required grooming,
mm-hmm.
right? And so we have been like almost 2 years without a dog. And now we have Daphne, and it's like, oh my God. I told Sean, I was like, God, here we are again.
Change her diet.
She needs a haircut.
Change that dynamic as well. Because when you add that raw element
yeah.
in and you get heavier emphasis on that, it changes even those longer coated dogs' coats. They shed less.
Yeah.
They have less dander.
Yeah.
So allergies can be minimized. Like if you have allergies to your animal, if you're feeding them the raw diet, they have less dander.
Right. Now let me ask you a question. So, and it's strictly about this dog because this is a new dog to me, and she's an old lady.
I didn't know you were new. I thought that was odd that when you said you had a dog.
Yeah, yeah. So this is Sean's mom's dog, and she is like 13, I would say, about 13 years old, and she's a Shih Tzu. She's never really been groomed, never really been maintained. Teeth never been diet always horrible. Just. You know, for a long time, they just lived in a room and on a bed and trapped and on pee pads and all kinds of stuff. So now...
She's got fabulous eyelashes.
She's beautiful and she's so happy. So she said, Sean's mom said that she used to get this like yeast infection on her nose, right? And so you could never touch her face. And she itched all the time and itched all the time. Well, I don't think she's itching anymore because, so this is what I feed her. I feed her cooked chicken. I cook it in the Instapot or in the pan or I boil it or whatever. But maybe I should move into something else.
Well, lessen the cooking time to
yeah.
start with. So to back off on the amount of cooking, just lessen that cooking time to a very minimal.
Well. Okay. Do you do like a lower, slower?
You don't have to. I mean, you could do it. Not necessarily, because really, ideally, what you want is to do, I would say, are you boiling it?
Yeah. Well,
so,
in the Instapot, it's like a boil. Yeah.
So can you determine the temperature?
Well, I can open it and check it.
What are you cooking it at?
I don't have any idea.
Okay.
Until it falls apart.
So
until it's like mush. Well, not mush, but you know what I mean.
And no
okay.
more.
Okay.
Start with 165.
Okay.
That will remove the bacteria and the pathogens, because
okay.
chicken tends to carry
those.
So don't
those. Give her just raw chicken.
I wouldn't yet.
Okay. That's what I'm asking.
And then,
yeah,
so start with that.
Yeah.
Start with 165. And then downgrade from there.
From there.
And start adding some more. As you're lowering that temperature, add more raw elements.
Okay.
So you could add in some chicken hearts and gizzards.
Okay.
In the raw fashion.
Just chop it up, put it in there.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, you don't even have to chop it up. She should be able to. They're tiny.
Well, her teeth are so bad, Paul.
You know what I mean? Oh, well, okay, then chop it up if you feel better. Some people, because touching it can be kind of icky.
No, I don't care about that.
Then as far as the yeast goes, I'll tell you exactly what my theory is on that. The diet.
Right.
Yeast, there's a direct correlation with wheat, corn, soy, and yeast. Wheat specifically. You get away from grain in diets, and you'll get away from yeast.
Okay.
And itching. The other thing that I would encourage you guys is use and get, it's called Ultra Oil.
Okay.
It is hemp seed, sardine, anchovy, flaxseed, and grapeseed.
Wow. They're going to love that. That's,
I like to call it oil. It's called Ultra Oil.
Ultra Oil.
I like to call it Miracle Oil, okay, because I have seen the most amazing things with this one specific product.
How do you use it?
You add it to their food.
Okay.
And it goes by weight.
Okay.
So it'll tell you on the label how much to use once a day. You could split it up or do it in one full meal.
Okay.
You will notice within probably 3 to 5 days, you'll notice a difference in her.
Now, she says, Mom has said that she has felt like she's always had an ear infection.
That could very well be the yeast. Most likely it is.
Okay.
Does her ears smell yeasty?
I don't smell her
ears. I do.
They
and
smell
I
like
don't,
Fritos.
No, they don't.
Fritos.
Her feet smell like Fritos.
That is probably a yeast thing.
Well, they don't anymore.
That's
they used
because
to.
You've taken the what out of her diet?
The grain.
We've
yeah.
taken all the
there all of the grain
all
out
the
of
dog
her.
Food out. Now, she doesn't get dog food at all.
No,
so
she doesn't get dog
I wouldn't
food
go
at
back
all.
To using kibble for
yeah.
you guys.
No, she
start
never
using
got
what
yeah,
I'm leaving.
She loved that.
Use that. Start adding that in, but don't cook it. Just
no,
so
no, just add it because she ate it just like it
do
was.
Do a little bit less of the chicken that you're cooking. Add a little bit of that in. That will start.
We'll get it from Paula.
We'll get it from you.
We'll go see you.
Well, let me look at it so I can tell you what it is because people might want to know. This is Ziwi.
It was nice because it was soft.
Ziwi. And it's a...
Ziwi Peak is the name of the company.
Oh, Ziwi Peak. It's from New Zealand.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that sounds good.
How much does that bag cost?
Yeah, so
that
sounds cheap.
That bag runs...
Look at Maya's like
20, I believe, somewhere around.
That's
just
like
so everyone can get a visual. He just got smacked upside the head with a mackerel.
That's a mackerel a lamb. And lamb combo.
It's mostly mackerel on the smacking
and
of the noggin side of things.
Raw?
It is air dried raw.
Air dried raw.
Give some to Maya over there, buddy.
Squares. It's not a pellet per se. But if they are little...
You can use them as treats. You can use them as a whole diet. Maya's like, please share with me some, because those are my favorite things in the whole world.
Squares. And I bet they just in these little tiny squares would make good
You can just,
training treats.
It shows on the side of the bag how much you would feed. Oh, you don't cook it.
No,
you can add liquid to it.
Okay.
So what I would add to it would be bone broth or goat's milk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bone broth is super good for dogs.
Yeah, Dina Joe says
she
makes
bone broth. What do you think?
Absolutely. Don't season it.
You're so
what's your budget on a dog food a month?
My budget? That's probably not a good question
to
ask, I'll be honest.
Yeah, because you work in the industry and you're over the top. And
yeah, exactly. Now, that being said, so realistically... You have to up the ante if you're going with the cheapest of the cheapest. So
right.
if you're buying the cheapest food you can get, you're going to have to up that ante.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have to go up a little bit. Now, we'll use Maya. She's 29 pounds. You could take a 29-pound bag bought dog, and we'll go with, if you're going to stay with a kibble and use that as your base,
right?
I would go with the Italian brand, Farmina. And they have a grain in. If you choose a grain in, it runs for a 4-pound or 5-pound bag under $20.
Oh, that's not bad.
Now, if you go with their grain free, depending on your mindset, which we'll get into in a different episode, that hovers somewhere between 20 and 25. It's kind of protein contingent.
Okay.
That is a transitional food that can very easily rotate with the raw or transition to the raw diet. Once you get your dog transitioned to that or a f- food of that caliber. It's cooked at 180 degrees. Stella and Chewy's makes a kibble at 220 degrees. Now you're getting smacked. It's bad. Yeah, believe me. It happens at work all the time.
Then but it's kind of good because it's not dog food smell.
If you
can smell it,
you
like
know
food.
They got a good sense of it. And they are nose-driven.
Look, she ate it all. I just put a little pinch down there.
Then they're going to love it.
Oh, see.
Then you transition to those foods. So Farmina, Stella & Chewy's, Signature, From. Those are all really good options. They're really good rotational foods of varying price degrees.
Yeah.
You can rotate their proteins within their lines, and then you can start adding in fresher elements.
Right.
Goat's milk, chicken hearts, freeze-dried raw foods, frozen raw foods, dehydrated foods into that rotational mix. My experience has been at some point they'll probably wean themselves off of kibble or narrow down to very minimal, which is what mine has
done. I feel like that's what she's done.
Pretty much. Because and a lot of dogs will drive it because she's like, I'm not eating
not eating dog food. Yeah.
That's when Maya did that. I was like, well, I'm not buying that.
Yeah.
Why waste money on it?
Yep.
So because the company I work for, I get gifted food from certain companies. Mm-hmm. That's where I do canned.
Yeah.
And it's okay to add canned into that rotational diet as well because canned has a high level of moisture. And
right.
You want more moisture. We're so dry here.
Yeah.
Dogs can get water through their bowl. Unlike cats, but you still want to add that. Maya doesn't drink water out of her water bowl like most dogs do because she gets so much moisture through her diet.
Wow.
And the frozen raw, because you figure, again, muscle mass, high moisture content. And frozen raw, they just take it and grind it all up.
Freeze it.
Add it, your supplement, freeze it, and cut it into patties and little pellets and things. And then you've got a super high moisture content right there. That's what's great for cats.
That's why this dog here is drinking so much water all the time.
All the time.
Like
she drinks so much
water. Diabetes, too.
She could
diabetes
be pre-diabetic. She's not, but she got checked recently.
That's good.
I still
if
got
you
that
start
doggy
now,
thing. That's checker blood.
I would do when you feed her this, start adding in some bone broth or goat's milk with that.
Oh boy.
Where do you buy your goat's milk? Do you do it at
the
just
milker.
King Supers or do you go somewhere better?
Preferably with dogs. Unlike humans, you want unpasteurized. So go to your local dog food store, Kreiser's, Chuck and Don's, Bentley's.
Okay, I know. We have a Bentley's over here.
There's a lot of options around that will have lots of different. So there's a local.
You just buy goat milk at the freaking King Supers.
Because
it's
to be
pasteurized.
Unpasteurized.
For dogs, you want unpasteurized, raw, unfiltered.
No, we're not doing all that.
But this is.
Yes, you are.
No,
it'll
I'm
be
not.
Fine. You
I'm
got
not,
this.
I'm not.
Oh, you can.
You know what I'm going to do?
You can.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do with her in a minute. And you'll appreciate it.
No, you won't.
Yes,
I know one of you will, and that's the driving force. So that's the one I keep passing to. I
Well, it'll be me.
Yeah. It all works out in the end.
Because you want them to eat, man. It's like, okay, if you just know what they eat and they eat well, they're just
going
to eat. And they're not going to have any weird things happen to them. They're not going to be weird. They're just going to be this wonderful
happy,
little animal.
Here's the other thing. Now, for you guys, quality of life.
Oh, that's
man. Prolonging that quality as much as you can. But the bottom line right now for you guys with this specific scenario is quality
of life. Quality
of life. And making her have the best
she's so
quality
so happy.
She can have. It might not be short. If you start with this diet change right
exactly
now,
why I ain't
you
my mom
probably could get some more.
My mom came over the other day and was like, oh, you're going to have her a while. I was like, I know. She was because she's happy. She's just happy.
She's changed so much, Paula.
Oh,
people don't even understand.
Well, look at her. She's doing really well with Maya. Like,
Oh, wait till Jack gets here. He'll be here in a little bit.
She hates Jack. But maybe you could help
us.
She
loves Jack.
Well, but maybe you could help us understand how to help them be around each other more. Because Jack is a year old.
He's baby.
And he's like, ba-ding, 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 ba-ding.
He's also a special kind of breed.
He is. He's really good. Yeah.
What's a bone broth
on crack. Oh, she makes those.
Excellent. That's perfect.
Tina Joe makes those.
What you can totally do is defrost a cube.
Yep.
And add it to that, that
would
be
two
things.
Wait a minute. Oh, like an ice cube that's a bone broth.
That's what Dina Jo says. Yeah. She makes some. Like no, she makes bone broth, and then she makes them into ice cubes and freezes them for her dogs.
Yep, that's perfect. And all you got to do is defrost it, add a little bit of that, or add that to the bone broth. Mm-hmm.
That's
that
brilliant.
Way, it will get her to drink more of a super high nutrient, but water.
Yeah.
It will also help with her weight and her coat.
Yeah.
It'll help with her joints because bone broth has that marrow aspect because
it's the bone.
It's the marrow.
So now when you make bone broth, do you use cooked bones or raw bones?
Raw bones.
That's what
generally
she does.
What you do is traditionally it would be
cubes.
Whole like chicken.
Okay.
So you would just cook the whole chicken.
Uh-huh.
So okay, when we were kids, like my grandma used to cook a whole chicken.
Yeah.
And then she would take out the carcass, put the bones back in, cook it a bit longer because the bone is where all of the flavor and all of the nutrient density is. And so you cook all that into the broth, and then you would make your stock from that.
That, okay. Huh. So essentially a bone broth from the very beginning.
It's what originally what we used to drink.
Yeah.
And that's where like chicken soup.
Yeah.
Used to be so good
healing.
For a cold because of the bone broth.
That makes
not
total
the
sense.
Stock part, because then they filter it. See, the stock is filtered and taking all the good stuff out, essentially, so it's more clear.
Yeah.
Bone broth is real
cloudy.
Now, I have some at work that's a frozen bone broth that is like snot. So I tell my customers, run it under hot water to get the viscosity, because otherwise it's like snotty. It's nasty.
I feel like we're putting way more work into feeding these dogs than we do
ourselves. No onion or garlic. Yeah, I wouldn't add onion or garlic.
Eat a frozen pizza, and we're fucking cooking chicken breaths and yams.
Okay, now maybe that might lead you to also start rethinking your life. Because now this gets into on a personal level.
That's what I was going to say.
Because before I went through my breakup, I cooked, but I also cooked a lot of shortcuts. Like I would use canned soup, and I would use sauces, and I would use canned this and canned that.
Yeah.
Since I've become single and I've changed my lifestyle, I have lost a significant amount of weight by no real strong intention. Like didn't go on any real diet plan, but I changed how I ate
things.
And I changed how I started eating, and I feel better digestively.
Yeah.
Now I also notice when I backpedal, which does happen regularly, I feel pretty shitty the next 3 days, literally.
Yeah.
Hey, what? Oh, don't bark at the fence.
Someone's walking down
Someone
the street.
Down the street.
That's the Kelpie. They're garters. That's Kelpie. Hey. No.
Wow, we haven't had a dog that barked at this house in a long time.
And she's got a really big mouth. She's really loud for so little.
Come here,
she's all, oh, I'm coming.
This.
Oh.
She knows my voice.
Oh, you got to sit when you do that.
Sit.
That was naughty.
Yeah. She's like, no.
Maya,
it's the same reason why Jack loves him.
Well, so feed your animals well.
That's absolutely.
The moral of this story. We
absolutely.
Well, maybe if we feed them well, we will feed ourselves well.
Well, and again, my goal, just to put this out there for anybody that is interested, I am working on a spinoff, we'll say, podcast that will go into more detail of both animal and human.
Oh, boy.
And then other funny, crazy things that happen in my world.
Okay. Yeah.
So, we've got friends coming.
Oh, Marlon's coming over. That's our neighbor. Jack is with him.
They're both going to, because Jack's, that's her. She's parked right up.
Well, she's like, wait a minute. Jack just got here. That's it. Well, let's.
Come on.
Let's real quick.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. He's like, oh my God, there's a dog that's alive here today.
All right, we've just had a Jack Russell Terrier.
He's like looking at Daphne, like,
come on in, Marlon.
How long has this dog been here, Daphne? Well, let's do this. Let's wrap up here real quick.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Paula, can people follow you on Facebook?
Yes, and Instagram.
Okay. What is your Facebook and Instagram that they can follow you on?
Well, Paula Behrens on Facebook, I think. I think that's Instagram. It's paula.behrens.7, and it's B-E-R-E-N-S. I also work at the Kreiser's Natural Pet Foods on Bellevue and Yosemite.
Okay.
I am there appearing most of the week. And then I
can come in and talk to you.
They can absolutely come in and talk to me. I can show you foods. I can show you options, get more in-depth one-on-one. You're welcome to bring your dogs in as well. I can also give references as far as cards and information on behaviorist and trainers and things like that. On the south side, I work with a wonderful trainer named Maureen Kraft, who is up north, if anyone is up north, and is interested in Rallyo, Canine Fitness, and things of that nature. She does certified therapy and things of other nature with dogs.
Yeah, we want to get her.
She's wonderful.
Yeah.
And I will talk with her Sunday about that as well.
Okay.
And see if we can kind of get that going. And then as things progress, hopefully grow this.
Absolutely.
This has just been so much fun. Oh, my God.
You have to come back on because after this, we're going to talk about Jack.
Okay,
and what we can do with him and Daphne.
Maybe set up a monthly thing so we can do this once a month.
Well, I love it.
I want to reminisce.
Because
we were talking about you just the other night about how you brought Shayna to the party for my son, which was the initial meeting. So
yeah,
the initial meeting.
Does it smell weird now?
No, you sound echoey.
Okay, cool.
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 You do. I know. Next time you come, it'll be back. It will be different.
Yep.
Yet
it'll be
again.
Different still.
Absolutely.
All right.
Ah, I love it.
Jinx, you'll be cook.
Are you going to play us
out? Play some music. Play us out of here.
I'm so glad you came.
Me too.
This is
thank
so
you.
Great,
yes,
man.
This is awesome.
I know, and now we'll show you around the craziness of which is our house these days.
Yes.
I love it.
All right, I guess say goodbye.
You know what I love about this? This is part of the whole thing.
What's that?
Be your best self.
Absolutely.
Be your best
Live
self.
Be your best self.
Absolutely. And that includes your pets.
Be true to yourself.
You're responsible
and love
for
yourself.
Mm-hmm. All right. And don't accept anything but that.
All right. Goodbye.
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 I hope you like what you just heard because you've just been swallowed.
Make sure and listen to us on Podbean, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio, even YouTube and CastBox, or wherever you love to listen to your podcasts.
Give us a like, give us a love, give us 5 stars. Remember to share us with your friends because it makes a difference.
Remember, follow the swallows.